It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs. So my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing.
How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Hello, hello. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is DJ Doyen. You know me. Back again for another week. I have a guest in the studio. DJ Mandy B is, of course, on her way. And I have a guest. Her name is Fatima. Why don't you say hello to the people?
Hey!
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Another guest just walked in. Oh, okay, have a seat. We got DJ Adrian in the building as well. You know? We got a full house this week. DJ Mandy B is on her way. DJ Adrian, how you doing?
Is my mic on?
DJ Mandy B just walked in. We got a full house today. We have a full house. Welcome, community. How are you? How's everyone doing? Another Monday in this. This is our final year at Tufts. Oh, so much melanin in the room. I got afros. I got beards. It's beautiful. Why y'all so quiet?
What's going on? I'm doing good. I'm excited for this year. Obviously anxious about post-grad plans and stuff, but, you know, that's real. But excited, nonetheless. Yes. Yeah.
DJ Adrian, go ahead, give yourself a little shout out. Let our listeners know when you're going to be on air.
What's going on, y'all? It's DJ Adrian. I don't really know what I'm... Oh, shout out to my show, Friday. Friday at midnight. I have my own one of these, except it's a little bit later.
Right.
So it's a little bit more upbeat. It's a little bit more upbeat, more up-tempo kind of music.
You got some late night.
It's not that kind of late night, no.
Late night.
I'm not into that late night type of stuff. But yeah, check it out Friday at midnight.
All right.
Yeah.
So, last week, for our loyal listeners, we gave y'all a little bit of Beyonce. We went back in time and we gave Beyonce, we basically did a Beyonce show. It's only right that we follow up with another queen of hip-hop R&B. So, without further ado, let's get into it.
I don't know if you could take it.
Hello. We're back. So, with our guest in the studio, it's only right that I ask you all this important question. Beyonce or Rihanna?
Ooh.
Ding, ding, ding. Round one.
I don't really think you can compare the, I don't think you should compare the two.
Yeah, what are we judging it off of? Like, what's the criteria here?
I mean, just overall ability to perform.
Ooh,
quality
Rihanna
of
can't
music.
Sing.
That's what I'm saying.
Rihanna
like
can't sing.
Beyonce would easily win the
And she has like this bad girl aesthetic that people relate to.
But you're saying
but
she can't sing.
She can't sing. No. Wow.
Debatable.
No, I don't think it's debatable.
She's
I feel like that's
improved.
Just everybody
across
knows.
Her discography, she's improved.
She's definitely gotten her vocal lessons.
Vocally, does she compare to? And I'm not even saying Beyonce is the best singer out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So that's how you really know Rihanna just.
But DJ Mandy B, if you had to choose Rihanna, Beyonce. Both in concert, TD Gardens, front row seats.
Ooh.
Who are you picking?
And what are they playing?
Their most recent stuff? Yeah, what album are they performing?
I mean, they're just their music in general.
Okay. I feel like Beyonce is the better performer, though. Mm. I feel like.
What was Beyonce's last album?
Wasn't it Lemonade?
Are you serious?
Drink it out.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Listen, it took me a little bit to get it, but now I got it. It was Lemonade, and Rihanna's was Anti.
Mm-hmm. That one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let's just think about Rihanna over the course of her career. I think she's done some amazing things. You know, with the most recent hitting us with the makeup line. I know that doesn't have to do with music, but still. Beyonce out here still wearing blonde weaves. Meanwhile.
What does that have to do with anything?
Meanwhile, Rihanna is releasing all-inclusive makeups.
Hold on a second. Hold
get your foundation.
So you like her image better than Beyonce's image.
I prefer Rihanna's image.
Could
yes.
we reverse
yes.
for a second?
Yes.
What does her wearing blonde weaves
I
have to do with
anything?
I just
feel as though... I don't know. I just
there
prefer...
There are black people with blonde hair.
This is true.
Uh-huh.
Beyonce's not one of them.
Okay, and... Are we saying everybody has to stay to natural hair colors?
Listen, all I'm saying is, with so many young black women looking up to you from a very early age, why have I only seen Beyonce with blonde hair?
I feel like she does other... Didn't she do other hair colors in the past? Wasn't she, like, dark brown?
I feel like I talk about this every week. Anyways, but this is about Rihanna this week.
Rihanna's red hair on the cover of Loud... That was a look for her. Y'all remember that album that has like S&M
Oh, wait,
on
yeah.
It?
No, she the plays around with her hair color pretty frequently, I would say.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
So,
what?
Like, do you have anything against Rihanna with her different hair colors? Or is it just Beyonce because she wears blonde? Because I'm pretty sure Rihanna has had blonde before.
Switch back.
I'm
going to
Google it right now.
This tune. Let's enjoy this one, listeners. You see me do me
to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in a righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, all my sleep, a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. You never seen something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and that nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You see me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. It's something about that work, 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 work. You. I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that what can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel wah, 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 wah. It's me, I feel wah, 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 wah. You see me do my da, 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 da. So me by that wah, 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 wah. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the girl from my ta, 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 ta.
Yeah, okay. To get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and get me out of
work, 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 work. It's me, I feel work, 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 work. You see me do my da-da, da-da, da-da. So me by that wah, 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 wah. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cat from my tur, 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 tur.
Crush your afro. What is more important here, Fatima?
Oh no. I think it's my afro.
So, as we discuss, you know, got a classic playing in the background, Umbrella.
What songs have you played so far?
So, oh, oh my gosh. Amanda, where would I be without
you? Okay.
From the jump, you have heard Kiss It Better by Rihanna, Wild Thoughts by Rihanna,
and
Work by Rihanna.
They don't feature.
Listen, this is not about them. This is not about them. I mean, listeners, do you want the features? No. Call and let us know.
Y'all don't call him because you know she doesn't know how to answer the phone.
You know Amanda would be right around back here trying to pick it up. You know, technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
So I'm curious, for our visitors in the studio, your relationship with Rihanna, how did it begin? Where is it now?
Wow.
I'm just curious.
I've always been a Rihanna fan.
Yeah? Okay.
Not like die hard, but like she produces good music.
Right.
A young Adrian heard SOS and your life just...
SOS, Ponda Replay.
Okay, Ponda Replay, I feel like with everybody, yeah.
It was my stuff back in the day. Because
that song, my mom, she used to make... Well, she didn't make them. My younger cousins made them for her. The CD she would play in the car rides to New York, and when Ponda Replay made its way into one of the mixes, that's how I got put on to Rihanna, because that's the only music I listen to.
Okay. What about you, Mandy B? Wow.
You know, while I affirm Ponda Replay and SOS are staples of our youth, I wasn't a fan.
You weren't a fan?
Wait. If it came on at a middle school dance, I would turn up to it, but I just...
Okay.
I found her voice to be so intolerable.
Wow. Even at a young age.
Wow. Strong.
I mean, really, all it took was 5 seconds. Hey, Mr. D.D., something's up next.
What?
And if another radio station was playing One Two-Step by Sierra, you better believe I'm going to choose that over Ponda Replay.
Wait, but I thought you were a fan of Rihanna.
Her aesthetic.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
As an artist.
Yeah.
Yes, but not to an extreme level.
Mm.
You know, I used to be very off-put by Rihanna because she came out with just this whole good girl, island girl image, and then we get good girl gone, bad girl reloaded, and she was all about, I'm going to be bad here, sex, drugs, alcohol, rock and roll. And I was like, Rihanna, what are you doing?
That's bad.
Is this your marketing team?
I really like that.
Is this your marketing team?
It was her marketing team. It had to be her marketing team.
And then,
because remember, she fell off for a little bit.
She sure did.
And then she came back with that image.
And I was just
and
like,
that was because of
here?
Her marketing team.
This
that
seems insincere.
That wasn't her record label.
I mean, I
team.
Like.
And so I'm grappling with that. But I think I affirmed that because, you know, you have a relationship such as hers and Chris Brown's in the spotlight.
Right, right.
How are you going to come back from it?
Right,
and
right.
I think her marketing team is. What
but
said.
I feel
really
like that's
that.
Still kind of her image, though.
The
I feel like
girl?
Once that was no, like oh. The good girl gone bad. Like
no, she's just bad. She's Instagram bad gal Riri. She punched somebody in the face at a concert because they grabbed her. She's bad.
Wow.
Wait. What?
What? I see the video of someone grabbing valid, her though. Microphone and she's like, boop.
Oh, no, I would have done that. This
I would have
did
it too.
She's bad.
What the hell's going
on? Touching me, phone.
Exactly.
You know, get out.
They're like, they got kicked out of the concert. Like,
but remember when Beyonce, the same thing happened to Beyonce. I'm not trying to make this a comparison show, you know what I'm saying? But Beyonce was like, I will have you escorted out of here. Y'all didn't see
really?
That?
No,
yeah.
I didn't see that.
Real, like, she stood up. She's like, I will have you escorted out. I'm trying to do, like, a slight southern twang.
It's not
like
working
Texan,
out.
It's not Texan.
It's sounding more Alabama.
okay. Well, that was.
But did you hear about the guy that got escorted out or, like, kicked out?
Umbrella. By oh, Rihanna.
Okay.
No, you could have kept speaking. No, I know. Keep going.
No, the guy that got kicked out of a rap concert like the other day because he made like sexist comments or whatever, or was heckling, making sexist comments to the opening act.
Mm.
I don't know. It was some rapper in London that I hadn't heard of before, but it made its way onto Twitter. So
okay.
Fatima?
Okay.
Yes.
What did that have to do with Rihanna?
Connections from y'all talking about concerts and kicking people out, and you said, oh, he should have gotten kicked out.
The listeners like, don't want to hear about some random guy in London.
Oh,
they
wow.
want to hear about Rihanna. With that,
see how it is.
Let's get into the next one.
Wow.
I'll keep quiet
these
over here.
Smooth transitions.
Just go under, better think twice. Betrayal following me up to, so if you must pause, I'll be right.
that makes a lot of sense.
Do you want to share that knowledge, that background with the listeners?
I'm sorry, Kati's what background? I thought here. I couldn't talk.
Ooh.
Okay, I just said don't share random facts about concerts in London. but share with the audience the info, the background about Rihanna and how she became Rihanna.
Well, Rihanna was discovered by Jay-Z in a club in Barbados during like their talent show night, and she was singing and he found her. There's like a video somewhere floating around on the internet of it, of her performing that night and Jay-Z sitting at some table or whatever. But yeah, so that's how he found Rihanna, and he took her from there and turned her into the star sheet you see today.
Wow.
Not much to it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing
Disturbia era. Uh-huh. That's where I could get behind her. That's yeah. where she didn't get skips on the radio.
Okay. Really? Okay. Interesting. I was not here for this era at all.
Really?
I was like, what is going on? What happened to my Ponder replay? I wanted like a mainstream, not really mainstream, but mainstream-ish dance hall artist. Mm. That's what my goal was.
And they
something that my mom would let me listen to.
Ooh,
and they took
really?
That away. That's what
this
I wanted.
This was when you were growing up?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I wanted as a kid. Because Lady Saw and all that. My mom was like,
what? I'm not listening to this.
I'm not playing this for you. So I wanted a mainstream version of her that was acceptable. And there's no mainstream. And Rihanna came close. It seemed like she was going to be on that track with Ponder Replay. But then they quickly took her to Disturbia and everywhere else that I was not a fan of. So, yeah.
I think, so I'm looking up the discography right now.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it, and I didn't remember how much I liked Unapologetic.
Yep. Mm.
There are just some songs, some bangers on there.
Okay.
I would really appreciate to hear if you
yeah, no.
If I could recommend it.
Yeah. Hold it down.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of, I don't know, am I allowed to just recommend anything? Or?
Yeah. You know, you're a guest.
For sure, yeah.
We're all fans of Rihanna. Some of us, not as much.
Oh, you're not just looking at me.
Looking at you. They can't see you. They can't see her looking at you.
If y'all think Rihanna can sing, call it, please. I am open to arguments.
I don't think she can sing.
You know, Dwayne can't.
I don't think she can sing. Don't throw shade. You were under Rihanna's umbrella of shade.
I don't think that made sense, though.
It was a joke. So nobody was impressed.
Oh, umbrella. Okay, I get it. Okay.
It didn't make actual sense, though, in the context of the situation.
This is how I get treated. Listeners, do you hear this? Anyways, in case you're wondering what you heard before the song you're listening to now, that was, don't remember. Oh, that was Disturbia by Rihanna. She kind of went in, like, her dark
cave.
Was this before or after the Chris Brown incident?
This is after.
It was after?
I think.
Yeah, after
definitely
would make
after.
Sense.
Definitely after.
Yeah, because I was really
Because then
young.
People were like, oh, she's getting dark.
Yeah.
She's getting dark.
Because of Disturbia.
Yeah.
16 and 3.5. Now shut up and drive. Shut up.
support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Watch me all night, I move under the light because I understand that we all need love and I'm not afraid. I feel the love, but I don't feel that way. Then no. She said,
searching for my soul, whoever turned you cold, sounding too desperate.
I need love and affection.
That was actually my recommendation.
Wow, thank you, Andrew. Yeah.
This is true.
So if you liked it, it's.
I don't think I announced the one before that.
Te Amo
by Rihanna.
I apologize for the music video sounds at the beginning. You know I be on YouTube, y'all. You know I be on YouTube.
Well, friends. We like to highlight our discussions of when future turn. You know, well, DJ Doyen says this isn't about the features.
But let's talk about it. When did Future stop being a singer? And when did he become
a rapper? I honestly don't know. My knowledge of Future is like this song and then fast forward to his album with Drake. That's it. And then like today.
So his music before this feature with Rihanna, was it rap or was it singing?
I don't know what his music was before.
Here talking about some. He's really getting back there with the vocal training.
I mean. Next week, Future thing.
I know, right?
Please no.
You don't like Future.
I didn't say all of that. Like him as a person, no, he's trash. His music, it's like all right. It's like Kodak Black, where I'm not gonna dance to it if it plays, but I'll like still dance to it.
You're not gonna dance to Kodak Black if it plays?
No.
Is that because of who he is as a person? Or
yeah.
That? Okay.
He's that much more trash. Yeah.
He has more than one song.
Kodak Black.
Shade.
Surprisingly, yes.
The right. Shadiness strikes.
I learned something new.
Is it
every
shade
day.
Or is it the true question? I think it's a true question.
Oh. I couldn't name two Kodak Black songs. I can only name one.
I can't name one.
Okay. Tunnel Vision.
So Tunnel Vision, how does that go?
They don't want to see you winning. They want to see you winning. They just need to not start turning.
Did you really just start bopping to this rapist song? Come on, Doyen, do better.
I didn't realize that was him. Yeah. I don't listen to rap, y'all.
What?
I wanna see you winning. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
With that.
Well, let's get into the next song.
Here we go.
Doyen.
Too many mics.
Baby, when we first met, I never felt something so strong. You were like my lover and my best friend, all wrapped in one with a ribbon on it. And all of a sudden, when we left, I didn't know how to follow. It's like a shot that's running around, and now my heart's dead. I feel so empty and hollow, and I never give myself to another the way
that we know.
I guess that's what I got.
find these cigarettes no more. I guess that's what I get for wishful thinking. I should've never let you enter my door.
By Rihanna.
Next time you wanna go to me. Okay.
That's the extended mix now, featuring DJ Adrian.
Rihanna. She's come a long way.
She has.
I agree. A very successful career.
For sure.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Better than Beyonce's?
Why do we
have anyone had a better career than Beyonce?
But people want to let Rihanna know that just because you've released some eyeshadows, some highlighters, and some foundations does not mean we're not expecting the next album. Don't try to blindside us. I'm sorry. That was so loud. Yeah. Should we get into the next one?
Sure.
I think our visitors are tired.
Yeah. The energy levels are plateauing.
You know what?
It's Monday. It's
Monday.
It's
Monday at 6 p.m.
Why is Adrian always trying to be so shady about our show time?
I have no shade. I just had no questions to answer.
This is a prime radio time.
Let me just tell you, the weekend ends, and then it's Monday, and you're tired. And then the day ends. And it's 6 p.m. and you're tired. So,
drink some coffee or do something.
Exactly.
Take a 5 hour.
You know what?
Do some jumping jacks.
You're right. Maybe I should prepare to be on this show next time.
Yeah, do some cardio.
Just because you have a Thursday at 12, you think you're cool?
Friday,
you're
actually.
All that.
Friday at 12?
Friday at 12. And actually, last year I had a Friday at 3 a.m. So.
But you weren't tired then.
No, actually, because during the night, I kind of get a burst of energy. Like, okay, it's just the way I work.
Adrian, thank you for your time. You're being
stronger, no, I so I.
Dude, he's getting all the choreo down in the corner.
Wow. This is my first time hearing this song, and same. I could have done without it.
Same.
Wow.
Slow motion
like
to like
Glee,
catch
like
the bus
Glee.
Or something.
Glee. Don't ever stoop as low as Glee.
It's Glee.
Not Glee. Do not ever
and
say
this. And I can see this being a
Glee.
Part of some like love story.
Oh yeah.
Line
yeah.
Where someone didn't get their love interest to go with them to prom, and they're sitting there in the hallway singing this song.
That's what? The exact story. This has to be a Glee episode. This has to be a Glee episode.
You sure Glee didn't cover this?
Okay, they might have covered it, but they covered Beyonce too, so that doesn't mean.
But this literally sounds like it was meant and written for Glee. Like.
Every beat.
Really dancing to this right now.
This really sounds like Hilary Duff or something to me. Like, this sounds like a Disney Channel movie.
I don't know where.
That's it.
I'm gonna go back in, but it's over.
Wow. Rihanna, they were not fans of What Now.
It was an even time.
A very
time.
Emotional song. That's the same album as Love Song and Pour It Up.
What, really? That was
yes. That album. Recent? That's unapologetic.
That sounded like it was like from 2007.
Yeah.
You know what, DJ?
Wow. We obviously do not know Rihanna well.
I guess I just know her mainstream stuff.
Apparently, same.
Wow. Well, the beat is banging on this one, so I better not hear any complaints.
Mm. All right. We'll see.
Do it like I say, keep it up, boy. We can do this all day. find nobody that will do you this way.
No one can do you the way that I do. Boy, why?
Taking shots in here. You want one?
Yeah.
cheers, parentheses, drink to that. Bye, Rihanna.
Amanda, please share the tidbit of knowledge that you shared with us.
Well, you know, Adrian was saying, this sounds like, I was like, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, I'm going to sing a song from the early 2000s. Mm.